Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios, along with Andy Mazur. I'm a homeowner. I worry about my lawn 24/7. Andy has no grass.
I worry about my lawn 7:24. 7 minutes and 24 seconds a day.
Listen, we're going to get you grass.
I know. I need it.
This is the man can help. He's recommended by Lou Manfredini right there.
Well, that's, you know, that's all I need to know.
You can go to TommyPolina.com. They're available in Mount Prospect. Joining us on the show is Joe Polina. Joe, thanks for coming on. How are you, buddy?
Well, how are you guys?
What are you working on today? You working on some lawns? Nobody's cutting grass yet, are they?
No, we're not cutting grass. We're going to start next week. Right now, we're still doing cleanups, which is something you should all be doing this time of the season, getting your lawn ready. You know, even the ones that don't have grass should probably get in the habit of doing this, because someday you will have grass.
Andy, huh?
Yeah, my front lawn looks like a junkyard.
I don't get it.
I don't either. It was all the stuff from the winter that kind of it rolls up onto my sidewalk and gets pushed onto my front lawn.
You have a rake?
Well, yeah, but I've been... Okay, go
Joe,
ahead.
Yep, can I'm you good. Yell at him,
just
first
yell.
Of all, and
it's
just,
okay. I can
just tell
it.
Him what he's doing wrong?
Everything. You're doing everything wrong,
yeah,
first
everything.
Of all.
Yeah.
Go get a rake and a garbage can and some safety glasses, and let's get busy.
All right, I'm going to get busy.
That's it. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, I told Andy this last year. I've never been to his house, but I know that the tree that is hovering over his front yard needs to be trimmed.
Yeah, you know, I was going to call the city last year, and I think I just kind of let that
go. You got to pay for it. The city will take forever.
Okay.
Yeah, you do that, and depending on what kind of tree it is, you might not be careful when you do it, too.
Yeah.
I don't mean to beat you down,
yeah, it's
man,
okay.
But you just got
to
do
I'm
it.
I'm used to it. It's all good.
No, you're right. You know?
When he's right, he's right. I can't argue.
He's right, yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, and the other thing also is you want to get somebody that's obviously an arborist that knows what to trim it. You know, for example, oaks.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't just be trimming oaks whenever you feel like it. You know, they have to be done when they're dormant. So, depending on what it is.
Yeah, because I'm not sure what kind of tree mine is, to be honest with you, but it's getting to the point where it's almost near the house on the second floor, and all those little helicopter things that come off of it, you know, are actually in my, they're in my gutters. Yeah, they're in my gutters.
If you say helicopter, then it's a silver maple. Silver maples are real fast growers, real tough trees. They're almost considered a weed. But if you're sitting in front of your house, chances are it's keeping your house cooler.
Yeah.
So a little trim job, and you can do those anytime.
Okay.
You know, it's going to bleed a little bit in the spring. But yeah, you know, it's good for the house. Yeah. And if you want to grow grass underneath it, it's easy too. All you got to do is grow some shade stuff.
Okay.
Find fescues and all that.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to, because it's that time of year where people start fertilizing and putting down grass seed, but we got to wait. I saw a guy that did it 2 weeks ago before the snow, and I'm thinking to myself, what is this guy doing? This is way too early. What's your advice, Joe?
My advice is that he did it fine, because it's just going to be dormant. The seed is not going to start germinating until the ground reaches a temperature of 55 degrees. So if he did it, you know, 2 weeks ago and it snowed on top of it, or if you do it today, it's still going to be dormant until it warms up a little bit. And, you know, and then it'll start coming up by itself. You know, the thing with seed, it's a little tricky. Okay, so for example, you got to prep the ground. You got to seed it. You got to top dress it. You just can't go get a bag of seed and just throw it and hope for the best, because the wind's going to take it, the birds are going to take it, the water's going to take it, and then you're going to sit there and you're going to go, oh, look, I put all this money and nothing happened to it.
So
you got to prep it.
Joe, so when you say prep it, does that mean you got to take a hard rake and kind of move around the dirt a little bit so it'll sink in?
Absolutely. You know, you got to scratch the surface. You know, chances are everything is there. It's compacted, and there's a reason why you don't have grass in there. It's compact there, or it's got too much shade, or you let it dry out last year, or they had diseases. You know, who knows, you know, what was on there. So you have to loosen up the area. You know, because you also, when the root system is established, you want some nice soft soil to hang on to. You know, it's like anything else. You got to do, the customer once told me, you got to put in a $5 plant in a $10 hole. In other words, you know, do the preparation, get it ready, and then it will thrive.
Let me ask you this. When you actually plant the grass seed and you put the topsoil on top of it, how often do you have to water it?
Great question.
You really want to know?
I do want to know, yes.
believe it or not, it's twice a day for like 10 minutes. Because the thing is, you have to keep it moist. You can't let it dry out. If it dries out, the seed starts to germinate, you lost it.
You're done.
So that's why seed is a little tricky. You know, that's why guys like me, we believe in sod. We believe in the green stuff. You roll it up and boom, in 10 days you got Wrigley Field or Comiskey.
Where do you buy your sod? Where do you get it?
We get it from a sod farm in Wisconsin. There's a local supplier in Des Plaines that brings it in fresh every day.
Okay.
So, sod is very perishable. I mean, if you're lucky that you pick it up in the morning, you got it late by the afternoon. If depending on the time of season it is, maybe you pull it off the next day when it's cold. But, it's something where I tell my customers this, if you have 3 hours of sunlight in the area, let's sod it. Because I can guarantee you, in 14 days, you have a perfect lawn. With seed, in 14 days, I can guarantee you, maybe you got an inch of growth.
God, I love that. That is, and sod is, it's really not that expensive, especially if you have a small area, because people waste so much time putting grass seed down. But when do you recommend grass seed, Joe? When do you recommend it?
The only time I recommend grass seed is if you have an area that's like really shady, where it doesn't have the 3 hours of sunlight or 2.5 hours of light the Kentucky bluegrass loves. That's the only area. And even in those areas, sometimes I try to sway my customers away from it. For example, instead of messing around with the seed all the time, because if it's a real shady, like I think the silver maple, you have to seed it in the spring, you have to seed it again in September. So unless you're a turfy, as we call them, then yes, go ahead and seed it. Otherwise, let's put in some ground cover. Put in some Pachysandra, some Vinca, some annual, some color. We don't want to be out there seeding all the time.
You don't. Why are you wasting your time? I like this guy.
That's what I was going to ask you. Because on the common area near the street,
Parkway?
Whatever that thing's called.
The common area.
The little area there by where you park.
It's like a coffee break area.
Yeah, exactly. I gave up and I mulched and I put some stones in there. It looked good, and it probably needs.
Does it
to be
look good
remote.
Or look?
Oh no,
great.
No, it looked really good.
Okay,
I did it myself.
You put mulch and stone in the same area?
Well, I put a couple of big stones, and then I mulched around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have like a little.
No. Yeah, just for decoration.
Good. Yeah, and sometimes that's what happens. I see a lot of parkways where people are just tired of messing around with grass, and they'll do like a mulch bed or put in a bunch of perennials or a lot of ground covers, and it'll do well, and it's a maintenance-free area, and you have to mess around with it again.
Okay, nice job. Okay. We're talking with Joe Pollina. You can go to TommyPollina.com. It's available in, located in Mount Prospect, but you go just about anywhere. Can you take some phone calls, Joe? People have questions.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Evanston. Steve, what's your question for Joe Pollina? Go ahead.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for fitting me in. So, Joe, I have a weed that's called Creeping Charlie that's spread from my beds into my lawn, and it's I tried to get rid of it last year, but it's coming back this year. Is there anything I can do other than manually sitting there and trying to remove it all to get rid of it?
Yeah, don't sit manual. You'd just be wasting your time. You got to get the root system on it. Unfortunately, Creeping Charlie is very difficult to get rid of. The best time with any weed at all, especially clover and Creeping Charlie, is to hit them early in the spring with a herbicide. And there's a lot of herbicides that will take care of that. I should say right on the back, what they take care of as far as, what weeds they kill. But definitely, hit it in the spring. And the worst case scenario, like if it's in your lawn, don't use Roundup. But if it's in an area where it's away from everything else, even go with something a little bit stronger, it will take care of it. But any weed killer will should be able to take care of it.
Got it.
Is it early enough to still take care of it, you think?
Yes. I mean, I honestly have seen some lawns now with dandelions, a clover, and then Creeping Charlie on it already. And when we start our maintenance program, not next week, the week after, we definitely go out and take care of the weeds right away, before they get out of hand. Because as a guy once told me that works for him at a big company, he goes, if you try spraying in July, that spraying whacks fruit. He goes, nothing's going to happen.
It's spraying wet fruit. Joe Pollina on the line. Joe, I'm going to make you hold on because we have some more callers that want to talk to you, okay? I'm going to take a quick break. And what's your phone number if people want to call?
847-698-6868.
Or they can go to TommyPolina.com. Now, was Tommy your father?
Tommy's actually my middle name. When I started in 1982, Uncle Joe was still in business, so I kind of couldn't use their name.
So this is all you?
It's all me.
Been around since 1982. I love that. So, all right, we'll get back
to store.
Joe in a second. Quick break. It's 720 WGN. I'm going to live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up and rolls. Every night be tucked in close to you. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We're beating down Andy Mazur about his dirt lawn on the phone with us. It's Joe Polina. You can go to TommyPolina.com. They're available in the Northwest suburbs. Joe is answering questions. If you got a question for Joe, 312-981-7200. And I just totally spaced. I had so many questions for you, Joe. Give me a second to think about it. Joe, 847 area code, just got a text message. How do you feel about using the Red Dragon on Creeping Charlie, which was a weed? We were talking about this right before the break.
I'm not familiar with the Red Dragon.
You're not familiar with the Red Dragon?
No.
Okay. Got it.
Is this some sort of a herbicide or phosphate? What is it?
It says it burns the weeds, according to 847.
Burns the weeds.
I don't know about that.
If it burns the weeds, it burns everything else around it, too. So I probably would say no.
You don't want that. I know what I wanted to ask you. How often should you fertilize? You're going to do fertilizer and seed right now in the spring. Do you do it once a month, once a quarter? How often?
Well, that really depends how big of a turfy you are. I mean, there's a lot of people that I know they fertilize, you know, four or five times a year. But you know, you could do more, but as long as you go with a little lighter nitrogen. The rule of thumb is about 4 to 5 times a year, basically around every 8 weeks. And you know, in the spring, you want to use them all with the, provided you're not seeding, of course, you use them with the crabgrass pre-emergent. Mm-hmm. The second and the third one, you want to use the one with the herbicides that takes care of some weeds. And the last one is a winterizer that basically will feed your root system. That's why in the spring, you know, it pops up real nice and green and everything else. So 4 to 5 times is probably what I recommend. You know, if you're a residential, I probably would do 5. If you're commercial, I probably would do 4.
Okay. I live in the city, and my front yard's the size of your master bath.
4 times a year should be plenty. You know what else you could do that it's really convenient? Because everybody likes the green grass.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, Lou and I were talking about this one day, and what I recommend my homeowners is use the Emulorganite, I don't know if I can say the name, with iron, and that'll give you the nice green that you're looking for without burning the grass, if you're not accustomed to put down fertilizer.
Absolutely. You can say the name. What is it?
Emulorganite.
Emulorganite.
Yes, it's a natural fertilizer that has 2% iron, only 6% nitrogen. So no matter how hard you try, you can't burn it. Well, I shouldn't go that far, but it's very difficult to burn.
Now, is this,
but the 2% would give you nice green grass.
Is this the stuff from the Milwaukee area?
Mm-hmm.
This is the from, what is it? It's the waste from the Milwaukee area.
Yes, it is.
I was just going to ask you about that. Lou recommended this fertilizer about 4 years ago to me. I use it every single year. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's it, because Lou loves it. I think his comment was, you can sit there and hear it grow, I think he said.
He also recommends Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed, which I have used in shady areas, and it works great. It does.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, you know, the seed is always, in the shade, is always a challenge. You know, and again, you know, it depends if you're a guy that says, I got to have grass here, I don't care, what do I got to do?
I do.
Then yes, you know, go ahead and reseed it.
I'm that guy. I'm the nutball.
You're the guy.
Mike, what's your question for Joe Polina? Go ahead. We're talking landscaping.
Is this me?
Yeah, Mike, go ahead. Mike from Byron.
Yeah, I just had a quick comment on, you ever heard of plugs called Zoysia?
Zoysia, yes.
And I've used grass. Yeah, I've used that in shaded areas, and it works great. I mean, it's like little pieces of sod.
Yeah, it's Zoysia is a warm weather grass. We're going further, a different climate zone than we are. That's the one where you drive by in the spring, and you go, oh, my God, look at that. The grass is dead. Or September, it basically goes dormant because it does not like the cold temperatures, but it's got an aggressive root system, and it basically just chokes everything else out of the way. But in the spring and the fall, it doesn't look too pretty like bluegrass does.
Okay, so it works, but it doesn't look good in the spring and the fall.
No.
What about the grass seed that you roll out and it looks green as you're rolling it out? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's great because, you know, as I said, you know, earlier, you have to cover and you have to keep moisture on it. And then what that does also is retains moisture, but it's got some fertilizers in it as well, and that helps the germination process. Okay. So that's also good, you know, if you're trying to get something started. And it's also good on areas that are sloped because it helps with the erosion.
God, I love that I have your cell phone number now, Joe. This is great. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Susan in Beecher. Susan, what's your question for Joe Polina? Go ahead.
Hey, hi. I have a pear tree, and I just wondered if there was something I could feed it to keep it from bearing fruit.
A pear tree that you don't want to bear pears?
No, and I don't want to cut it down. I know that would solve the problem, but it's a nice shaped tree. It's a nice tree, but the pears are just, there's more pears than I do today. I have 500-600 pears.
I'm having a difficult time hearing her, but I think she said a pear tree, she doesn't want it to bear fruit. Is that it?
You don't want it to bear fruit. Is that right, Susan? Yes.
Right, right. Is there something I can feed it?
Is there anything that she can do to the tree?
Not as far as I know. I mean, except, you know, taking it out. I mean, I really can't. There's our ornamental. You might want to consider replacing it with an ornamental pear. There's a couple. There's one called a Chanticleer. There's one Aristocrat. Ornamental fruit. It has white flowers in the spring, great fall color. It doesn't bear fruit. How about that for an alternative?
Okay. All right. Let's do one more. Let's go to Judy in McHenry. Judy, you're on with Joe Polina. What's your question?
Hi. I'm so glad you're there today. We have a backyard that has a perimeter of a lot of trees. The inside, there aren't trees, but we have a lot of shade. And we can't grow grass. We have a lot of this viney stuff that grows in the yard that has tiny little what looks like strawberries. When it comes to fruit, it's like a vine across the yard.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so you want to grow grass?
Yes.
Okay.
And you have a lot of shade, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Underneath a lot of trees.
I would call it partial.
Partial. Well, if you have partial, yeah, it's even better. You know, how many hours of sunlight would you say it has?
How much sunlight?
Pardon me?
How much sunlight, Judy? How much does it get?
Well, it's on the east side of the house, the backyard.
Good morning.
And so there's some, and right now it looks like there's, you know, some sunlight out there, but once everything leaves out, it's going to be more shade than sun.
Okay, so you have to go with the shade seed. So the first thing I would do is get rid of the wild strawberries, and obviously for that you need a herbicide. Okay, get rid of that first. Now, the one nice thing about the shade is that you don't have a time restriction as to when you can see, because, you know, a lot of times if you see in the sun, you're worried about crabgrass and everything else. In the shade, you don't have that problem. So I would get rid of the, you were my client, I would get rid of the strawberries first and come down with the herbicide and take care of it. And if it's a lot, you might want to consider hiring out, you know, to one of these spray companies. They do a great job, and it's a lot easier for you. And then after that, you know, do the seeding. You know, again, do the prep the soil, seed it, top dress it, put a triple 10 or triple 14 on it, you know, to help the root system, and just keep it moist. And you have grass.
I love it. Thank you, Judy. One last question from texter to Tommy. How do you get rid of thistles from the front yard? What are thistles?
Oh, thistle's easy.
What's a thistle?
Thistle, it's got thorns on it. You touch it and you go, ah. Now, it looks pretty cool. It's got a blue flower up on top.
Okay.
And you probably see a lot in dry flower arrangements. It's basically a weed.
Okay.
It's probably about 3 feet tall when it comes up. You can get rid of that with anything over the counter, a herbicide. Just spray it on there and it'll shrivel up and go away.
That's it. That's easy.
Yeah.
Joe, you're the best, man. We're going to have you back on again. You're great.
Well, thank you. I hope I can be of some help.
By the way, highly recommended from Lou Manfredini. And I sent Lou a text earlier today. I'm like, who's your guy? And he's like, you got to call up Joe Polina. And here you are.
Well, I have to thank him. I do what I can, you know, to try to make it, you know, the game look nice.
TommyPolina.com is Joe's website. Joe, have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. You do the same.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Great Bye-bye. Stuff. Andy, what have you learned?
I've learned that I'm doing everything wrong.
I promise you, I will come to your house in the next 2 weeks. I just want to look at your yard.
Yeah, you don't know. It's like straightening up before the cleaning person comes in. That's what I have to do.